assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm normally one that can
jump a queue. Put moron number two on the phone.
I love it when you're in trouble.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
You know, when I say I'm jumping at queue, they're just jokes. Like, we're just having fun.
No, Jim.
We're having fun.
We know you.
I don't want people out there thinking that that's what I would actually do.
You're entitled.
It's just fun,
Jim.
Like, you're playing up to a perception that isn't real.
So what's happened with your passport?
I'll tell you who we got on today. Jordan Boyd. And he's playing very good football for the Blues. Not sure he's done too many interviews, Boydie. So we're looking forward to chatting to him, seeing what sort of a unit we're dealing with.
Spotswood, Jim.
He's out in Spotswood. Got some feedback from Hose, and I'm looking forward to that because there was ferocious feedback yesterday.
Yeah.
And we didn't have time to get it in. About you and the show. So we'll get that in today, and I look forward to that.
Yes.
A bit of topics, Brayshaw coming up.
And then
Lola and a big... anyway, so Bill, hello to you.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy. So you don't jump cues.
No, but it's playing up to perception for fun.
I know what you're about. Right. How's your passports going?
Hopefully good.
Nope.
I'm just hoping, Bill.
What? So you've jumped the queue there, have you?
No. Otherwise, I'm in all sorts.
You're going to Bali. Don't worry about that.
I'm in all sorts.
Hello, rabbits.
It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok and the whole world.
Crumbles, is it?
One night in Bangkok.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Now,
interesting.
Jordan DeGoey.
Yes, please. Hang on, Jim.
I thought that was pre-rap.
No, I'm going to the rap, but I'm throwing to you. Yes.
Got to get it right.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Because, Jim, there's sponsors out there and they like to hear how good we go, right?
But that's not sponsored, that segment.
So, no, they're looking forward to it.
Right.
I now throw to you.
Yeah, right. $25,000 suspended sentence.
Jordan DeGoey. So no games missing, no suspended.
No sanction at all by the sound of that.
No, that's right.
A suspended sentence means it's hanging over your head if you do something.
So if he stuffs up again, he gets fined $25,000.
So
doesn't miss any games.
Doesn't miss any games and has no sanction.
Did I read on
some would say there's a bit of wet lettuce attached to that.
No, it wouldn't be lettuce. It's too dear.
Rare bit of humour from you.
I read on a feed somewhere that it was out for the year. People were saying that.
Who said that?
Was it Ralph? Ralph?
I don't know.
Let's have a look. But that's not right. Let me tell you.
Bill, I'll tell you what's right is what we just said then.
All right. Okay then.
What else is in your
rap? The NAB Rising Star, Essendon midfielder Benny Hobbs. Do you know Hobbsy?
Little Hobbsy, number 8.
He's from Horsham.
I like him.
Pick number 13 last year. He is the Rising Star nominee. Well done to him. Nice and clean. You said you liked him.
Yeah, he's good.
Todd Goldstein was on the couch last night.
Goldman.
Good man, Goldman. I saw him downstairs.
He's a very good man.
You know what he is? Tall.
He's a Roman, Bill. You'd expect that.
And he was talking about him and Jason Horne-Francis.
He's an incredibly emotional player at the moment, and I think we look at him as a 22, 23-year-old with his body, the way he plays his game, but he's still an 18-year-old kid, and so his emotions sometimes still get the better of him. So I didn't take any offence at that. I was shocked when I saw that it had been highlighted as much as it has. But, you know, he asks us to try and, when he does have those moments, to try and pull him back in, and that's all it was trying to get him focused back on task. And, you know, we had a good conversation. We've had a few conversations since then about it, and there's no issue from my end. I understand that, you know, he can lose a little bit at times with emotions, but it's about reeling him back in and teaching an 18-year-old kid how to manage those is a skill that he's got to learn.
Nice to hear from Todd. Well done to you.
Got to have respect for the legends here, joined. People that have played 300 games and been all Australians and won best and fairest deserve respect from the young boys, always.
Todd should have gone to Geelong 3 years ago.
That's not what I said.
No, but
so if you're a young 18-year-old kid, you need to show. Well, imagine when you were 18.
Yes, you didn't say
you came. Boo, you know, Mark Boss and the senior boys, you weren't yelling at them on the field.
Paul Couch and Besto and them, no, you weren't at all. Mickey Turner
wouldn't have put up with it.
Kick it to me. Kick it to me. Cricket, Jim, Australia A are playing. This is important right now because the fourth one-day is on tonight. Then there's two test matches. We've got Nathan Lyon, but we need another spinner.
Mm-hmm.
So they've just flown in Johnny Holland.
Dutchie.
Right. Flowing him out there. They've also got Matt Kuhneman, who played the other day. Todd Murphy's from Victoria. He's over there trying to get some wickets. And Tanvirasanga, the New South Wales leggy. So one of those are going to have to join Nathan Lyon in the first test. That'll be interesting over there, Jim.
It will. I actually love watching test cricket in Sri Lanka.
I tell you what.
It's very different.
Their supporters, the first test is next Wednesday, not tomorrow. Ramsey said tomorrow, it's next Wednesday.
Yes.
Their supporters have been unbelievable. They've loved the one-dayers, and they get right behind their team.
No, it's good.
The Golden State Parade, Jim, over there, Warriors cult hero Draymond Green was lit, Jim.
Cult hero.
Was off his tree during live TV interviews at the championship parade overnight, where tens of thousands of people, fans, lined the streets of San Fran to cheer on their heroes. And here is Greeny talking about winners. They just win.
That's what we do. We win. Winners win. They'll never understand it. They'll try to quantify it. They'll try to make it about points. Winners win. That's what we do. Straight like that. I said it all. Shut up. That's what I said.
He's on fire, Draymond.
Draymond.
He was up there with his mother, and he was drinking a bottle of tequila while he was doing these interviews. They asked him about something else.
Y'all about Mr. Fab up here, because y'all just knew I was going to stop if I see him and do this interview. But if they ever doubt it, this live TV, right?
Yes, sir.
13 years this show's been going.
He was live on TV and he swore, didn't write it down. Yeah. But guess what he was wearing, Jim, when he was up there?
What?
A Draymond Green T-shirt.
Right.
So he had his own T-shirt on. He was lit, let me tell you.
Lit.
What else have I got here? Oh, the big freeze.
What does lit mean?
It means out there, on it, off his chops.
I don't think he was off his chops. Wouldn't have said off his chops.
Yeah, mate. Hose, what do you say? Write it down here for me and I know she would
explain
know.
Explain what lit means, please, Hose.
Lit. Big Freeze 8. Guess how much it raised, Jim? $19.8 million. How good is that? $19.8 million for MND research. Well done to all. Everyone went down the slide. That is magnificent. Intoxicated. That's what Hose is going with, Jim.
Really? Intoxicated.
Yeah. Right-o. And the rounds 20, 21, and 22 and 23 are out.
We're going to hold that for 5 at 5.
Five at five.
All right, it's a tease.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A humble man who had much about which to be humble. So Hose has wandered in, and we need to discuss this story. When have you broken something valuable that didn't belong to you? Because Cristiano Ronaldo goes on holiday.
To where?
Mallorca.
Spain.
And he takes with him two cars, one of which is a Bugatti Veyron, which is worth $3 million our money. So a $3 million car.
Yeah.
And one of the staff at the villa drove the car into a wall.
No,
Bill.
No.
I'm telling you. An employee has driven the car into the wall of the residential estate that he's booked for his holiday.
Wow.
So that's a $3 million car.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything remotely like this, Hose?
Not to that value, but I was entrusted looking after some pet fish for a month while a friend went overseas on his honeymoon.
Was it the Mexican
walking
fighting fish?
Or the walking?
Walking fish that old Papshmere skewered with his pen in Naked Gun.
That was good.
It was not.
Wasn't one of them.
They were just sort of like those black and white ones, and there were some goldish ones. And I thought this could be, really easy. I've got a cat. What could possibly go wrong? It's fine. Just chuck some food in, change the water in a couple of weeks. Came home one day. One of them's doing this weird spiral sort of thing. Came home another day. One was missing. It had been eaten by another fish.
No.
And then came out another time, and there was one just on the lounge room floor, flapping away.
It flapped out of the
It had hated it so much, it tried to escape.
So was there any left alive when you...
No. So you killed the fish?
All of them.
Bill, I went to a girlfriend's place. I was about 16. to play tennis in Perth.
Oh, sure. That's a good little thing, to play tennis.
And hose. I didn't arrive with a tennis racket. In fact, didn't know tennis was happening.
You're going to make a racket,
you're expecting other things.
I was only 16. So
no racket.
didn't have a racket. Anyway, hose, she lent me her father's brand spanking new Wilson.
Oh.
It had the big red W on the string.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bill, it had never seen a tennis ball, this thing.
But was it a wood one? Or
wooden.
A...
Back, oh, we're beautiful. Talking back in the 80s.
50 years ago.
So first ball that went up and needed to be smashed.
Oh, no.
I've tried to belt it as hard as I could.
And?
It hit right on the neck.
Oh, no.
And it went click. And I looked down and there was a massive great big crack right across the neck of a brand spanking new tennis racket I don't think this bloke has ever seen before.
Not a Wilson too. They were Wilson. Top
They were
shelf.
Back in the day.
How did we end up?
Spalding.
Didn't say anything.
Didn't say anything.
I'm not proud of myself.
Yeah.
I look back now and I should have fessed up.
Yeah, but.
But didn't say anything. Didn't say. I just said I don't
six
feel like
love,
tennis.
Six love. How, end result.
Early
six.
In the game, I said I don't really feel like tennis. Slid it back into the holster and handed it back and went on and did something else. Well, did something. Not proud of myself.
Actually, I had to look after someone's bonsai plants. Where you,
they're difficult
and they're expensive.
Yes.
And I just watered it a bit too much because they don't like too much water. And
no, they're very delicate.
So killed it.
Did they crack the shit? They're expensive, Jim.
They killed the plant.
No, I didn't buy a new one.
Be at least 500.
Are they? Well, back this is 25 years ago. Bonsai plants. They don't grow. They're small little things. They don't grow.
Hence. 133353. When have you broken something valuable that didn't belong to you? Rabbits, what are we giving away?
$200 Autobahn voucher.
Anyway, Ronaldo sucked in. You shouldn't have a $3 million car anyway.
For holidays.
He shipped it to Spain.
Shipped it to Spain.
For his holiday.
Enjoy on his holidays. How much a week does he earn, Rabbits?
£480,000 a week.
A week. So that's close to $1 million. Well, it'd be $1 million a week.
He's up with you.
Could have bought a new car over there and driven it into the wall.
Easily.
Idiot.
That's easily what he could have done.
He's up with you.
Not quite as much.
What's lit mean?
Intoxicated.
On fire.
Drunk. On fire. Happy with yourself.
All right. 133353, ring us now. When have you broken something valuable that didn't belong to you?
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's vicroads.gov. Ah, the gov.
Triple M. We are chatting times when you've broken something valuable, JB.
Yeah, that didn't belong to you.
Mm.
Like the employee of the villa that Cristiano Ronaldo... has hired in Mallorca.
Yes.
He brings his $3 million car over to holiday within the Bugatti.
Bugatti.
And crashed into the wall by one of the staff members.
They're the quickest cars from 0 to 100, aren't they?
They are ridiculous.
They are.
The big V12, thumping big V12. Ooh. So 133353, ring us, like Daz has from Cranbourne.
Dazzling, what have you done?
Yeah, g'day Billy, g'day JB, Rabs and Rosie. How are you guys?
Good.
Thanks, mate.
Good. Set the scene for you there, JB. 16-year-old, into me golf.
Yep.
Went out onto the nature strip. At the end of Mum and Dad's street was our house, and our nature strips separate the two driveways, one going into the footy ground, one going into the house.
Yes.
Used to get out there, yell 7-iron, 150 metres out onto the middle of the footy ground.
Yep.
Get out there, four or five golf balls, turn around to hit them back towards the house.
Oh, no.
One bounced on the road next to the box where you pay to get in. And straight up over the fence at Mum and Dad's house.
Cool.
When I walked in, I saw the car parked there, Bluebird.
Yeah,
Bluebird. And I walked around, saw the car, and I saw my golf ball sitting down in the garden.
Yep.
Went down to pick it up. I turned around, and there's a big spider web crack mark right in the windscreen.
Oh, no. Not the Bluebird.
Oh, the Bluebird.
Yeah, bottom of the windscreen, the Bluebird.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Did you say anything?
Yeah, I actually broke down and went inside and told Dad, and I was a bit annoyed that I hit that, but a bit thankful that I actually come in and told him straight away.
Always, you say that to your kids, no. It's much worse if you don't fess up.
I know, but Johnny, I never fessed up.
Johnny in Glen Waverley, hello, John.
Johnny.
How you going, boys?
Good, Johnny.
What happened?
This is about 50 years ago. We were mucking around on school holidays in the lounge room at home. And I bounced on a mattress and put my feet straight through my mother's crystal cabinet.
Oh, my goodness.
And took out all her wedding crystal presents.
Oh, no. What happened there? Did you get a nice little clip?
I'm still paying for it now.
not the wedding crystal?
I'm her full-time carer now.
So. Oh, wow. Imagine that. Would have been some nice stuff.
Not the wedding crystal? Oh,
exactly. Funny, they used to hide it away in those cabinets. Never use it.
Ivo's in Dandenong. Ivan.
Ivan.
Yes, speaking.
Or Ivan.
Ivan.
Ivan, yeah. Bill.
Well, you got it wrong last time, Jim.
I know I didn't. I called him Ivan too. Ivan, what happened to you, please?
No, I didn't. Listen.
Well, I was driving a forklift, working in a warehouse, loading a truck.
Yeah.
And the driver asked me to move this pallet for him. It was a big, tall sort of pallet, tall box on a skinny pallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll move it for him. And as I went to move it, it sort of toppled a bit, and then it fell off the truck.
Yeah.
And I heard it smash, and I'm thinking, oh. And he told me it was a X-ray machine, and there was only two in Australia, and it was going to Perth. And it was worth about $200,000.
Oh! And you smashed it.
And my reply was, well, there's only one now.
Oh, jeepers. Couple of hunch.
Oh, imagine.
Jeff in Berwick. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, g'day, lads.
Jeffrey.
I was looking after my neighbour's guinea pigs and chooks while they were away.
Yes.
And accidentally mixed up the guinea pigs after getting them out and doing what you do, and they ended up with more on return.
Oh, they're mad for it, the guinea pigs, aren't they?
Oh, they love a good time. And the chook passed away. It fell off its perch, and I was digging the hole to bury it, and unbeknownst to me, that's where they put their goat when it passed away, and I their goat. So I cost them a chook, and I got them guinea pigs.
They're mad, the guinea pigs. They're like rabbits.
Sabre's chook.
I know, off his perch, Jim.
Rob in Langwarrin. Hello, Rob.
Robbie.
Good morning, Triple M legends. How are you? Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon, yes, Robbie. It's 26 minutes past the hour of four.
Yeah, long day, fellas.
Yes, what did you break?
All right, so your Cristiano Ronaldo story reminded me of a really epic time in my life 22 years ago. So I had the old 77 Stato in the driveway, and the inhibitor switch was buggered on the auto. Right. So I went to start it one morning.
Yeah.
It's launched into drive, hit the garage door, knocked the door off the hinges.
Oh, no.
The door's knocked into Dad's car into the garage.
Oh, no.
Dad's car's knocked into Mum's in front of it.
Oh, no.
Mum's car's hit the front bench, and the big drill press fell on Mum's bonnet, put a massive hole in it. And Dad, because my car was insured under Dad's name, he's had to make three claims, three different excesses,
yep.
And he still doesn't let me live it down to this day.
The drill press.
Onto the bonnet.
Landed on the bonnet.
Yeah, and it was a Datsun Bluebird too.
Bluebirds.
Bluebird.
Well, another Bluebird.
That's too good. Well, Bill, topics.
Any others there?
No, that's it, mate.
Is that all you got today, is it?
Well, there's a few.
No, it was good.
Righto.
I tell you what, Ivan, who dropped the $200,000. The X-ray machine valued at $200,000, if you don't mind.
Well, he's got himself a $200 Autobarn voucher. Head into your local Autobarn today for all your top automotive gears at low prices.
Nice. Anything else?
No.
Well done, Ivan. No. That's all yours.
Thank you.
Jim, what did you like?
I'll tell you what I loved. Like reading the, because we had that many, the book was full.
Mm.
I'm reading the ones that didn't get to air. The amount of people, like Mr. Jinx, who accidentally killed a pet and then tried to replace it. Remember he painted the white bit on the tail?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I love that
Mr.
stuff.
Mr. Jinx.
The old Jinxy. Who did I like the bloke hitting the golf balls and just hit it into the windscreen of the Bluebird.
He was out the nature strip.
He was at 16-year-old.
That's what you call it out the front, Jim.
Dazzling.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy.
Is what's coming at
$200 Autobarn voucher for Dazzling as well.
Oh, unless it's
awesome.
In the big
beautiful
race at Royal Ascot and it's Nature Stripe.
Well done.
I like that. That was weird, wasn't it?
It was weird.
Calling it Nature Stripe.
Not too far away. Bill's got another dog story involving another dog poo.
No.
It just keeps happening to him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim English has got, he's ill, Jim. Jim.
Ill Jim.
And now I've got a mate staying with me from Canada, Greg Giles.
Canada, Giles.
Good man, Gilesy. So he's staying with, his mother turns 100 this Saturday, Jim.
And 100.
100. Having a nice little function at the Warshed, by the way. First time we've ever had 100.
A letter from the Queen.
Well, I saw it. Gilesy's got it. You know how she signs? Just Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
That's it. Elizabeth. Oh, yeah. Beautiful writing and a fountain pen or whatever it'd be.
No Guernsey number after it?
No, 16 or anything.
I think she'd get someone to do it for her these days.
No, I think.
Actually is.
Oh. Anyway, and one from Dan, the Premier, and one from the Prime Minister. Really? Get all these letters there. So anyway, staying with me, upstairs I put him in the room there, Jim, tucked away, put a towel on his bed. It was like, cleaned it a bit.
A little soap?
Pinched one from Crown Towers and put the soap in. Anyway, it was beautifully done, I thought. So he stays last night. We go for a feed, have a chat. He goes upstairs to bed. Lola's with us because Oscar's away somewhere, so poor old Dad has to look after the dog still, his dog. So she's there. She's not happy because there's a new person in the house, okay? So we all go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I can hear a shower going at about 4 a.m. because I'm downstairs.
4 a.m. he's in the shower.
I didn't want to ask him. I'm thinking, what is he having a shower for? What's he doing at 4 a.m.? I don't know what he's up to.
Been
on scope or something.
I reckon he was on any of that.
No, I don't know what he's doing.
Charles from Canada.
Yeah. Well,
maybe the body clock.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, it's a shower. So I see him this morning, Jim. Okay. He goes, go upstairs, Bill, and have a look.
Oh, my God.
So I walk upstairs. During the night, I think it was about 4 a.m., Lola the dog has walked upstairs, Jim, to his door. Door was closed. And done the biggest poo you've ever seen, right? A big dog turd there, Jim. Right at his front door.
Inside your house.
Inside my house. And she's well trained now. She hasn't done it for 6 months. Normally taps on the window and you let her out. First time ever outside Joel's bedroom.
That is.
Big Tommy turd.
Yes.
Anyway, he's got up for a wee last night.
No.
And there's a footprint.
No!
I'm telling you.
There is not.
There's a footprint in it because he didn't know it was there.
That is disgusting.
So Hans had to go to the bathroom and turn the shower on to get rid of the...
That is disgusting.
Mate, on my new towel.
All Bill cares about is his towel.
I had a bloody new towel I put at the end of his bed.
Treading in a barker's nest
out
the front of his own room.
But then he's gone back to clean himself up, went back to bed and left it there. So I had to go up and clean it up.
Yuck.
And there's a footprint.
Was it on carpet?
No, it's board, hardboard.
Right,
yeah, okay. So it's all right, the floorboard, so it's easier, yeah.
Right.
It's a bit hard to get out. But anyway, we got it. But
Pearl Charlie,
first night
disgusting.
In town and stood in a dog tent.
I would have, I tell you, if that was me staying at your joint, I would have walked down at 4 a.m. with my foot and rubbed it in your face. I would have gone straight down your mush.
Hence, 133353.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
So, you know, I went to a winery on Sunday.
Oh, yes, Jim.
And we were sitting with the Triple M Adelaide boys, actually.
Were you?
Jars?
Jars was there. Bernard Jarzy. Vince was there. Bluey was there. They do our version of the show over there.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually interesting because I didn't know this because I don't hear the show. Apparently, Jars had given Port a nice heavy clip on the last the Friday show.
Before.
And then the game was obviously the next
and they
day.
Won.
Saying they're no good, they're going backwards. it actually got on the front foot and gave him a proper pasting.
Yes.
And they won. David Kosh wanders up.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. You said you saw him. Yeah.
Is it the anything else you want to say to me, Jars? And you've
what did
never
he do?
Seen a man go to water quicker.
Oh, come on, Jars.
By the end of the conversation, Jars had him in the grand final. Like, it was just pathetic.
Come on,
I've never
Jars.
Seen. Not he couldn't have run the other way faster. Anyway.
It wasn't an all you can eat, was it?
Oh, no. No, it was winery.
Oh. I was going to say,
but we had
you can eat winery.
No, because you get in before Jars.
We had a person on the next table. Something happened where, as a table, we said, do we tell him or not?
Oh.
And I'm going to ask the extended family here. In other words, we'll get Hose in as well. I'll put it to the three of you whether you would have said anything or not.
Ooh, and hypothetical coming up next.
Oh, actually, did happen.
Oh, on the rush hour.
It's not a hypothetical.
What is it then?
It's a dilemma.
Well not done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What sort of garbage is this?
That's radio craft.
Bill.
A1.
We went to this winery. Nice to have you in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I want a female's perspective on
this.
So we're at the big table at this winery and next table to us, but there was a fair, it was a bit of a walkway between us. was, I reckon there were about eight lovely old people. Like they would have been 70 plus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Table full, obviously great old mates, and they're having a lovely old time. Anyway, I was sitting with my back to the wall, so I'm looking at this table, and the man facing away from me had a bottle green V-neck jumper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bottle green.
Bottle green, like a British racing green.
Yes, you know? I get it.
And because he's facing away from me, I could see that the V was around the back.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate.
So I'm looking at him going, he's put his jumper on the wrong way, the old boy. And I mentioned it to Bluey. and then it crept around the table and everyone's looking at this bloke. And so then we all at the same time went, right, do we tell him?
Or do we not?
So I'm going to tell you what happened. Yes. But I'm going to get all of your reactions first to that question. So, Hose.
If I could get said gentleman on his own, I would probably do it there. I wouldn't do it in front of the table.
Mm. Well Fat? Done. Yeah, I'd wait till he goes to the urinal and I'd quickly race up and go, hey, old cock, switch it around.
Exactly the same as these two. If they're at a winery and he's old, you get a couple of opportunities to do that as well. So wait till he goes to the toilet, get him on his own and just flick it around.
I said leave him.
No.
Tim, he's happy with his mates. If they haven't picked it up by now, they're probably not going to because they're all a bit older.
Yes. So what about the wife? Surely the wife.
I said leave him.
No.
He's going all right now. Boy, he hasn't picked it up. It won't matter.
Suddenly he's got a crew neck, not a V-neck, whatever.
That's it. It's just a rounder. Mm. Anyway, so pretty much everyone at the table said the same thing. We said, look, he's relaxed. He's happy. Older bloke.
Get him on the way, do they?
So, but he hadn't got up for a while either, so we thought we'd wait for an hour and a half before he gets up. So we just said, all right, let's leave it.
Mm.
Fool's head Bernard.
Oh, of course.
Well, because he had his kids with him, and we've all been through that. Well, Hose, you haven't, and Rabs, you haven't. Bill, no, you have. Where you've got little kids at a cafe, you spend your whole time walking around chasing them.
Yes, I've seen it lots of times. That was very annoying for people sitting
there. That's it. That was Burns Day. He was trying to make sure his young fella wasn't getting in people's
way. Drives you mad,
So anyway, eventually he's grabbed the young bloke's Harvey's wandered off into the restaurant, so Burns picked him up, come walking back with him on his hip and given it the old fella.
Did he?
He's in front of everyone.
Nuff.
Your jumper's round the wrong way.
Nuff.
Give it the burn.
What did he do?
No, well done.
Can be in everyone sort of looking around. And I think they picked, because he's an Adelaide boy and played for the Crow, and they realised who it was. And the old bloke said, I appreciate you saying that, Bernie. Thank you very much. Burn. And I said, Burn, you could have broken it to him easy. Not just yelled out across his
everyone.
Table.
Actually, well done, Boone. That's good. He would have felt better after it, would have fitted better.
Oh, I reckon probably would have.
It's happened to me.
He wouldn't have had the label rubbing up against his neck.
So the poor bloke's had the worst 2 hours. Just, what's going on here?
And then after that, he's thinking, how many other people saw the V down the back there?
Yeah. That's happened before, Jim, all that sort of stuff.
Has
at
it?
The bar when some girls sit at the bar and, gee.
Bill,
it's not the same.
No, that's nothing
usually
like
usually they're not
the
on backwards.
The zipper? The fly?
Well, they are. You don't know if they are or not.
Usually.
But you let them go.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not your best, but it's also not your worst.
No.
Jordan Boyd from the Carlton Football Club coming up shortly.
Yes, Jim.
Rosie Walton will be in with some feedback. We couldn't fit it in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We're absolutely fitting it in today.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that. Yes, please.
World Giraffe Day.
Oh, no.
Well, the favourite animal, Jim, giraffes. I love them. Not sure what they really do in the world, in the jungle. They're useless. But they're a beautiful animal.
So they're your favourite animal, but they're useless.
Favourite looking animal. Daisy Thomas' birthday today, June 21.
Happy birthday, Daisy.
34. Went out for lunch at about 12 o'clock, so stand
by.
You're
strong by now.
Maybe
I think he's older than 34.
TikTok. And you read something about Top Gun, Jimmy
Boy. Top Gun Maverick has come screaming into the top 10 grossing films of all time here in Australia.
Oh.
Avatar at the number one at 116 million.
Yes.
But it is going beautifully, and it has grossed $1.27 billion our money
worldwide.
So it is going to, they say, smash through the 1 billion US barrier shortly.
How good.
And that is amazing, given that it was not released in China, which is obviously a huge market.
Was it released globally in Russia?
No idea.
No, I don't reckon it would have been.
No idea. But it is a cracker. If you haven't seen it.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what else. Would have liked to known who they're fighting, Jim, as I said. Would have been nice.
Why
to
would you die in
he's got
each
a bee
that.
In his bonnet
it actually
over that.
Means and nothing to the
something,
film.
You know what else they had too much of? Everywhere they went, there was a big American flag everywhere on the show. Now, you know what the highest grossing, you said Avatar.
Avatar in Australia.
Then Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Three is Avengers. Four is Spider-Man, No Way Home. The Lion King at five, Jimmy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers, Star Wars, Titanic at eight, and the Avengers at 10. Yep. The all-time, Jimmy, over the years, Gone with the Wind, of course, Star Wars, Jaws. But I like this one. The following is a list of the highest-grossing Australian films.
Yes.
Crocodile Dundee. Oh, how good was that, Jimmy? Then Australia. That was a good show.
I didn't actually ever watch that in its entirety.
Oh, you got to watch it. Babe.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, like Babe. Happy Feet, Lego Movie, Lion, and then Moulin Rouge. Peter Rabbit and Crocodile Dundee too. There you go.
So where's he going with this?
I don't know.
He's just reading out a list.
Other popular Australian films are the story of the Kelly Gang. Yep.
You know when you were talking about giraffes before?
Yes, Jim.
And you said in the jungle.
Yeah.
Jungles are actually in South America.
Yes.
Like in Africa, it's not actually a jungle when you look at it. It's often just dirt and trees and...
Where did I go?
Yeah, but South it's Africa. Wrongly called a jungle.
Why?
Well, just here. But a lot of people see the bottom of Africa as being full of jungle.
Well, it is jungle.
Well, there will be some, but nothing like what you get around the Amazon. Oh. That's where Tarzan ripped his way around.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that was a good
gross. I don't know if he was real.
What,
no, don't you dare. He was real.
What the hell are you on about?
Raps.
Oh, you saying that he wasn't raised by apes and swung around in the jungle?
Yes.
Yes, I'm definitively saying
wash your mouth out,
are you
rabbits?
Saying Tarzan's not true?
Yes.
That true, Jim?
No,
you know.
Of course it is. What's he? Greystoke?
Is
rabbits.
Tarzan.
Can't you be saying anything like that?
I don't.
Is
thank
Tarzan
you.
Real?
He's Googling it.
I'm real. Because that's one of my...
And weird and nodding. It's, of course he's real.
Hang on. A child raised in African jungle by the great apes. He later experiences civilization.
He's reading the synopsis of a movie.
Only to reject it. Well, that might be the...
That's the synopsis.
Oh, right.
But, I'm with you. He's real. He kicked around in the 1700s.
Was Jane around? Was that real?
That bit I don't know. That might have been a cinematic edition.
What do you mean a cinematic edition?
Well, when the movie was released, they might have thrown Jane in to add a bit of spice.
Did they have a baby?
Oh, my God. Rabs.
We had plenty of time while he's swinging around.
We need to get Rosie in to discuss some feedback.
Is Tarzan real?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hello to you, Fat.
Hello. Hello, Jim. How are you?
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Now, Hose. Tarzan.
Yes, please.
Well, he was inspired by...
Yes.
Can you read that?
William Milden.
Yeah, so he was the real-life sort of Tarzan inspiration. So he was 11 years old, was shipwrecked in the late 1800s.
Yes.
Ended up in West Africa, and for 15 years he lived in the jungle, being cared for by
apes.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Righto, so there
don't
you
know
go.
About
Rabs?
Look at him.
Doesn't sound like Tarzan to me.
Look at rabbits.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Anyway.
Feedback time.
Now we ask people who wanted to take home Billy Brownless statue, the life-size render of you.
It's big and heavy.
It is just like
funny you. About that.
It's gone. It went today.
It went.
We'll see a video of it on our socials at some point, Triple M Rush Hour. Dan, Jim and Jared picked it up. They've just got a lease on a bar/smash room that's going to open up in Frankston.
Yes.
And Billy's going to sit in the beer garden and inscribe something on the chest.
have a couple of frothies. Welcome to Billy's Beer Garden. Have a couple of frothies. But they were nice boys and they were very happy with it.
Very happy. None of them barrack for Geelong, but they just enjoyed this show.
So all the best with the Beer Garden.
We'll hear more about that and we'll find out where it is and when you can go and see Bill.
Yes.
Some feedback from the weekend. One from Ian Darcy, who sent us a message saying, "Hi, Rosie, can you ask Bins if he found the mythological underground car park at Optus Stadium on his recent trip west?"
Yeah, did you?
Yes, there is a car park.
There. Is there?
Yeah.
Underground one.
There's not many car parks around there, but there's one under the ground.
Photos?
I forgot. I didn't have my camera.
You had your phone, though.
There is no such car park. I don't take photos.
No, there is. There's one under the ground, and there's a couple around.
I've been there probably 30 times. You've been there once. I'm telling you, I have. There is no underground car park. You park your car, you walk up the race onto the ground.
Which is underground.
Keep
going. Anyway, Ian, hope that clears that up. Josh sent us a message. This is great.
Joshy.
Hey, guys. Thought I'd let you know that the Nangwari Football Club in the Mid-Southeast Football League in South Australia had their first win today since the 26th of July 2014.
Wow.
A total of 2,884 days since our last win. In that time, our club has burnt down through arson, and as a club, we have built a new club rooms and finally got a win. Thank you, Josh. So I've just looked it up. The Saints won 13-12-90 to 11-13-80 over Tantanoola.
Tant. First win since 2014. Wow.
She's well done.
It's so good.
And well done to sort of keep going, too.
Don't back them this week.
Oh, come on.
They would have celebrated for a week, Jim. They'd be still on it.
So if you're not familiar, they're sort of north of Mount Gambier, up towards Penola, Coonawarra, on the west of the Victorian border.
I like that there. Yeah, it's good. It's the nice blue lake that hasn't got a bottom.
Penola red last night.
Nice.
4 goals from Andrew Highland, by the way.
Well done. Sorry, Andrew. I forgot to mention that.
He was a hero.
I just need to find
one. I've got one before you go, Hose. Maney has contacted me and said, "Jim, the Congo Basin is in fact a jungle Africa." No, this is Maney, not you. But what he points out is that they have, that's quite a big one, but they have lots of little ones, not the big concentration of one which you have in the Amazon. But they do have jungle.
Okay.
Thank you, Maney.
So they say it's a jungle, but it's
not.
It's more, what do you call that when there's enclosures of animals and you go and do the
safaris.
Right. Not a zoo, you idiot. I know what a zoo is.
Don't think you were there long enough to know what it was.
A national park. Exactly. Thank you,
Did
Whitney.
You even come across any animals?
Yeah, I saw a giraffe. That's how come I fell in love with the giraffes. But they're national parks, exactly. Yes. They're not real jungles.
Sort of jungle like Tarzan. But the Congo Basin, Maney says, is. So well done to you. Yeah.
Now, yesterday, JB, you were talking about some passport issues, meaning you and the kids may not end up in Bali.
Yes.
You got such a warm response from the family.
Whoa. What were the family giving me?
We had some phone calls yesterday, but this is from Adam Stevens, who wrote, "Suck it, JB. Might have to go to Moi instead, or
Wodonga and Albury."
Yes, you should go to Albury.
Play some golf up
Take
there.
Take Lisa and the kids to Albury Wodonga.
Wodonga and Albury.
Send a link.
How can I get the Centrelink? I love that guy so much. Now, Bill, during the sports wrap at the start of the show yesterday, we're talking about the US Open because it was on over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Not sure what happened here, though.
Right. And then South Africa's MJ Dafu. Mm-hmm. I guess he was a long 14th, Jim, 616 yards. Guess he, it's a language.
No, it's not. Nick Wilson wrote, "Some of Fat's Finest." Glenn McNeil wrote, "How is this man still on radio?" And Michael Salvatore sent us a grab of this person doing I don't know what, but it amuses me.
What is it? That one sounds shut up, the soccer commentator when that goal.
Messy.
I've got more, but we'll hold it for another time.
We want you to pad.
Thank God. All right. Padding then. Tony Raff wants some of our audio because he wants to have it readily available on his phone. So this is nice. I'm going to play them for you. So get press play and record, ready to go. And I just need to find his message. This is great radio. "Hey, Hose, I need a compilation of the following. I need it for a new ringtone. Number one, Brownie."
The new fella, the Ambrosio, comes in. Use the ball.
What?
D'Ambrosio.
Almost. Yep. D'Ambrosio. Number two, Bill doing something.
But hello to you, Bill.
Hey, g'day, Jim.
Oh.
Poor old tonsils. And
but hello to you, Bill.
Hey, g'day, Jim.
Oh.
When the Cats had won a premiership, I reckon. Mm.
So this is all stuff that Tony's remembered and enjoyed. Number three, Chiefy.
Hasn't always gone as smoothly as they'd like, but... Oh, excuse me. Oh, I couldn't control that sneeze.
Come on, Chief.
And finally, a recent one from our man, Jay-Z, who will be in tomorrow.
Jackie Gunston just did his fitness test in front of me along the boundary line and told the doctor, I want to get back out there. Give me a go. So he's going to try and get back out there.
There you go. Hope you have them on your phone now.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm prone to having the odd day off.
Some huge AFL games this weekend. Every team in the top eight facing another team in the top eight, including Carlton versus Fremantle. And one of the Carlton players is going to join us next in Jordan Boyd.
And plenty of value if you'd like to have a little bet. Bet responsibly, of course, because there's some value this weekend, Jim.
In Richmond, in Frio-Carlton or full stop?
Well, who the Hawthorn are a chance, I reckon. I reckon West Coast could beat Essendon over there. That's another good value one. Ooh. Carlton are $2.10 against Frio playing at home. Good value.
Where do Frio sit in that? $1.70 or something?
Yeah, $1.74 at the minute.
Yeah, I agree. Carlton hard to beat at Marvel against
North
interstate
Melbourne
teams.
At Hobart, $3.50 against Adelaide. They could win that one. And then, of course, the Giants, if you like them, over Collingwood at $2.75. So there's a bit of value there and bet responsibly and all that.
Yes.
Having announced that.
No, I've never bet on a game of football in my life.
Never have either.
Never once in my life.
I love the ponies and all that, but I've never had a bet on the footy. The AFL have announced the fixtures for rounds 20, 21, 22 and 23. Jimmy
Before
Boyd.
You announce them, do you like holding off on the placement of games? Do you like the way that's done?
I do. I don't mind that at all, but I would have thought they'd have better Friday night games.
Well, Freo-Melbourne, this one, that's a cracker.
Yes. No, that's a good one, exactly. Yeah. And then Melbourne-Collingwood after
that's
that.
That's also very good.
And Kilda-Brisbane. Actually, they're not too bad.
Yeah, those three are. I think those three are pretty good.
No, but there has been a couple of ordinary ones.
Yeah, agreed.
And I still don't mind if
there's Friday,
a couple on Fridays. I wouldn't mind that.
The club bosses saying 7:50 is too late to start Friday night, I 100% agree.
I'm with you.
At least bring it forward to 7:30.
7:20.
Well, even better.
Yep.
But if you can only get it to 7:30, that's an improvement because you take kids to the footy.
Exactly.
7:50 start, Bill. By the time the game's done, that's bloody 11 o'clock.
But you can get there by 7:20.
By the time you get home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So surely you can get there by 7:20.
You
leave
thought.
Work at 5:30. Well, round 20, Jim. Friday night footy. Frio versus Melbourne in Perth.
Like that.
Good game. That is a good game there. And then some other great games that weekend. Round 21.
Well, that included in that is the Bridges game between GWS and Sydney.
Yes,
and they're
exactly.
always good games of footy.
Geelong Western Bulldogs down there at Geelong. That's a good one. Round 21, Friday night at 7:50 at the G, Melbourne Collingwood.
Ripper.
That is a ripper there.
Of course, Collingwood just having their way with Melbourne recently.
I
so
know, exactly.
Yep, like that.
Any other games you like there, Jimmy Boys? You look through round 21?
Nope. Not as much that one. Oh, Western Bulldogs, Freo, Marvel. That'll be a decent game of footy.
Round 22, Friday
Brisbane,
night.
Carlton, Gabba. Yep, keep going.
Round 22, Friday night, August 12. St Kilda take on Brisbane at Marvel. 7:50.
Like that.
At Marvel, that
Might
one.
Might be
Friday
the last
night.
Chance corral or whatever they call it for St Kilda. Geez, they were disappointing on the weekend.
They were. Yeah, and they take on Sydney, who were disappointing too last weekend. And round 23, I'll tell you what, it's the last home and away round. They haven't got the days as yet. But have a look at some of these games for the last home and away games. Brisbane-Melbourne at the Gabba.
Yep.
Wowee, that could be one and two.
It
or
could be for the double chance.
At the Gabba. Carlton-Collingwood at the MCG.
Love it.
St Kilda-Sydney play again at Marvel.
Essendon-Richmond.
Oh, there's some big games in that one.
Port Adelaide, the showdown against Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval.
Yes,
yeah, bloody
that'd be
is.
A good one. So that is a good round of footy, that last round, round 23.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you do when you're out in the dance?
I cut a considerable rug.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Jordan Boyd from the Carlton Footy Club.
The mid-season draft has proved to be a success for our next guest, as he's beginning to make a name for himself at Carlton.
Boyd has it, the man from Spotswood, Footscray in the VFL.
low kick is perfect. It's a good kick.
Please welcome Jordan Boyd.
Boyd.
Oh, my God.
Tough and clean, Bill, elite, is what Geordie Boyd is.
An elite kick, Jim.
Yeah, I like it. Welcome to you, mate.
Nah, thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
You'll be loving the way things are going at the moment. The Blues are in the mix and your own footy's good.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a really good vibe around the club. Positive at the moment, which is really good. And the season's going well so far. But, yeah, just worried about next week, I guess. Big game against Fremantle.
Oh, that is a massive game. Only playing your seventh game, but it doesn't look like it when we watch. I've seen the Blues a couple of times in the last 3 weeks. Hard at it, nice and clean. You don't fumble. You've got your head around the speed of the game very quickly.
Definitely felt more comfortable with each game. And definitely just a bit of time at that level. It's a little bit more of a step up from the VFL, but with each game I'm feeling more confident, which is good.
So tell us about your journey, Jordan Boyd. So you're at Footscray. You're originally from Spotswood, which is right, the footy ground on the Westgate. Yes. As you go over the Westgate there, Jim, yes. It's right there. Nice new club rooms and mm-hmm. things like that. So that's where he's from. Then he played at Footscray and then got picked up by Carlton.
Yeah, my story's a bit different to probably most of the AFL. My draft year was 2016, and I was probably the furthest away you probably could be to be drafted at that age.
Yeah.
I wasn't even getting games in seniors at Spotty. I was just playing reserves and 18s, playing the double game.
Yep.
And then the coach luckily gave me a chance, and I played well. And that's honestly the highest I'd ever thought I'd get, and probably everyone thought that's the highest I'd ever get. And then got invited down to Footscray to the pre-season. Was unlucky not to get a contract straight away. Someone left, a spot opened up, and yeah, played one game and played the rest of the year. And yeah.
So no here. Western Jets and nothing like that, which we love this. You've done it the hard way.
Yeah, I haven't played one game of Interleague, and that was in 2019.
Yeah.
So no Jets, no nothing. And yeah, it's funny, the Jets coach of my years now working at Carlton. So that's pretty funny.
So that's the Andrew McGrath, Tim Taranto. That's the draft that you were eligible for first. But then there were others beyond that. So you've been a bit like Benny Brown, actually. You've been overlooked three or four times and now you're playing well at the top level.
Yeah, no, yeah, I have. Like I said, I think I'm first nominated at the end of 2019 when I had a good year and spoke to the Dogs after that season. And obviously COVID happened, so played no footy that year as well, and then came back in 2021 and had a red hot crack then. And that was my this preseason for Carlton's my third proper preseason of football. So
fantastic and very neat, as you said, yes. Very clean, but also elite kick. Could we say that?
I guess so. I'll claim it. Yeah.
All right.
Well, Jordan, what I liked is Bill asking you to tell us your journey, and then he told us your journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. He pretty much did.
It was for the people out there. Was that Jim, what it was? Which is a lovely journey. Normally they come through and they get drafted early and all that, but not boy.
So had you not given up's not the right word, but did you get to a mental place, Geordie, where you thought, oh, I'm just not going to get, I'm not going to get to the top level?
Yeah, probably, definitely. 2018, I thought Spotswood seniors is as high as I'll go. So I decided halfway through the year that I'd go to a music festival, thinking, whatever, it doesn't really matter. I got dropped for 3 weeks for that. At the end of the year, Footscray asked me to come along and do a pre-season, and that was my first proper pre-season, and things started looking up from there. So,
What was the festival? Whereabouts?
Groove of the Moon, Bendigo, actually drove. So that was good fun.
He loves his music festivals, Jim. Loves them. What's the best music festival you've been to?
I think Falls Festival in 2018, 2019. Lawn, that was.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not.
Good boy.
You would have run into my Fool's Head Sons.
Down at Lawn.
Most likely at Lawn.
Down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Magnificent.
That is a very... Now, we're going to ask you, we've got a couple of chats here with Geordie
Boyd.
And we need to ask him about time when he went out with his old man.
Yeah, to Revolver.
I know. We'll have a little break here and we'll get to that next.
More with Jordan Boyd next from the Carlton Footy Club.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah. Don't plan to be here very long.
From the Carlton Footy Club, Jordan Boyd joins us.
Shorty.
Fat Boy.
Did you go to Revs with your old man to watch Fat Boy Slim?
I can confirm this did happen, yeah.
Bloody hell. How old's Dad?
Dad's 53.
Was he the oldest at Revs?
Don't think that night.
Come on. That's Bill. I don't know if you know about Revs, but it's once you're inside, you don't know what the time is.
No, and that's great.
She's round the clock.
Bloody oaf. Hey, what time did you get out? Yeah.
Well, it was actually his idea, and it was a Tuesday night as well.
Oh, Tuesday
Come
night.
Come on. What's the old man's name?
Jason.
Come on, Jace.
Come on, Jason Boyd.
And how well behaved was the old boy when he got in there?
No, he was very well behaved.
Is he still a massive Collingwood fan?
That is correct.
Oh, no. Hasn't swung across to the Blue Baggers.
Well, you say that, but when we played him last time, he was a bit flat that we did lose, yeah. But he has put the number 37 on literally everything he owns, which is very funny.
Wow. And then we got Gracie, of course. How's all that going?
No, that's going good. Going really good.
Oh, good.
Where did you meet Gracie? Because she looks too good for you, Geordie.
Exactly. Have a look
at that. Yeah, no, you're 100% correct there.
don't tell me Spotswood.
No, she's from Williamstown. So.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Oh, nice. That too, yeah.
Yeah.
Upmarket.
Upmarket a bit.
Upmarket, yeah, for the West.
And she's Italian?
Correct, yeah.
Ooh. Do you know any Italian?
I don't know any Italian that I can say on live radio.
What, only swear word?
Yeah, yeah. And she didn't teach me them. I learnt them from an Italian kid in school. So.
Now, I also hear that you love the great game of cricket, Geordie.
Yeah, big cricket fan.
So, but did you play it yourself or just love watching it?
No, I did play it. I was probably better at cricket as a kid than footy.
What'd you do?
Both, bat and bowl.
Okay. Highest score?
75?
Oh, that all?
No, it's not. No, yeah, you had to retire.
Oh, rubbish. Well, it was Spotswood, is it?
No, Jellybrand, actually.
Jellybrand. And then what did you roll the arm over and produce?
It was jelly.
I try to bowl as quick as possible.
Do you play a lot of indoor cricket at Carlton? I remember when I was at North, the boys could not wait to get in the corridor and play indoor cricket. Do you blokes do that?
Yeah, in the change rooms, yeah. Nah, we definitely do.
And who can play? Like, you can always tell when you watch that someone would have been half decent. Who at the Blues?
Stocker, he's pretty good.
Oh, Liam. Yeah. Tape ball, do you do all that?
There's a few tape balls rolling around. We like to chuck a bit of timber on the ground so the ball skids.
Oh, it's going to be nice. That works. Some fun at Carlton. So, big game this week. You take on Frio. It's fifth versus third, Jimmy boy. Yes. MCG. They're going all right because they've got that midfield and, of course, Nat Fyfe. They're going beautifully. They're equal top. You know that, don't you, Boyd?
Yeah, no, it is a big game this week. It'll be a good test to see how we're going, especially last time we lost. We've definitely learnt a few lessons since then, so it'll be a good test to see where the group's at.
What do you need to do to beat Freo? What are the takeouts of the tape you've watched?
Just going on last time, they beat us in the inside, and obviously last week we got beaten on the inside as well. So if the mids can bring some pressure and we can get out and stop there around plays, I think we'll be right.
Oh, yes. And you'll be down back because you haven't got anyone left, have you?
Oh, yeah. It's starting to get pretty slim out there.
Well, McGovern and Wiedering and Marchbank and Oscar McDonald and Durden. Got anyone? Yeah. There's just you, mate. You're holding it all up.
Oh, no. There's a couple more, which is good. They've been really good down there. Doc's been outstanding this year. Sardi, Yui, all these guys have been really big for me as well, just with advice and helping me out on the ground.
Now, Vossi, was it last week or the week before in the huddle when he just went a little feral, the great man?
We liked that.
How close were you to that, Boydy? And were you a part of what he was spraying? Or
I was at the back of the huddle, trying to hide behind Youngie a little bit. But no, it wasn't really directed at anyone. It was just, we'd gotten away from the things that we like to do and let Essendon in the game a bit. So he was just telling us that we need to get back to playing team first footy.
Had you seen the eyes roll back? Because he was as ferocious a player as the game's ever seen, Vossi. Had you seen that before? Or when you looked at him, you thought, oh, my goodness.
Wow, we.
That was probably the first proper spray he's given that I've seen. We probably deserved it, to be fair. But, yeah, it was the first time he's let loose, which it was good. No, it worked, I reckon.
Have you got a nickname?
I'd say Boydie, I think.
Right. Good.
Boydie, that's a nice question to finish on, Bill.
Probably should have asked that.
Have you got a nickname? Yeah, I reckon it'd be Boydie.
Right, wind him up because we've got a thing about the blue baggers. They've got to jump on board here.
How are we doing that, Rabbits?
Oh, yeah. It's time to bring the noise to Marvel Stadium for Saturday Arvo footy against the Dockers. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster today for this massive clash between top eight sides, Carlton and Fremantle.
Are we doing that one?
I think you are.
So, Diavo, so Boydie.
Boydie, come on, Boydie.
Not only will you be playing against Freo, magnificent game, as Rabs just said, it's called on the main channel, Triple M, Saturday afternoon. You would have grown up listening to Triple M footy.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. Coming home from the local footy, check on Triple M and listen to the game.
Bloody oath.
Good on you.
So now you're involved in it. We can't wait. Good luck with it, mate. Great chatting to you.
Cheers. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JC Clark in tomorrow, of course, always on a Wednesday.
Yes.
And I don't know whether you heard Saturday the Rabbits Bartholomew, but we had to give the quiz a spell.
Did you? I heard no one was there to start with.
Well, there wasn't anyone there.
Thank God, old Fat was in
Perth, and he was just underwhelming, Fat. And we'd had a debacle the previous week with the Rob quiz, and then we'd had a hump day quiz that didn't really work. So we made a decision to give it a spell.
Actually, it was a boring anyway. It put me to sleep. I was asleep over there in Perth for a while.
What, your quiz?
Yeah,
no. Put everyone to sleep. That's why we gave it a
talking,
spell.
So I'd have a
spell. So the hump day quiz tomorrow, maybe.
Yes, of course it's back.
But joke now.
People want it, Jim.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
I just made this one up, Jim, so let's see how it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
What do tennis star Djokovic and a broken vacuum cleaner have in common, Jim?
Look at his head. What?
No vac.
No, 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 that's...
that's not bad.
That's...
No vac. Broken vacuum cleaner, Jim, and Djokovic.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So do you understand the Novak bit?
Yeah, Novak.
Yeah.
That's his name.
But it's also a play on the fact that he wasn't vaccinated when he came to the Australian Open.
But also the vacuum cleaner didn't work. Not bad, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, Rabs.
You were
optionless, Rabs.
I know.
Optionless.
See, I know you got to do it once every week.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, just to keep fools there, don't we?
Where'd you get the joke from?
Yeah. I made it up.
Bill, that was ox.
Bully, bully. I thought it was all right. I thought it was clever.
Harold's
well delivered.
No, it wasn't.